This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House described as disappointing the decision by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to cancel a planned visit to Washington by a high-level delegation to protest Monday's UN Security Council decision calling for an immediate ceasefire. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
The United States abstained from the UN Security Council's vote. Linda Thomas-Greenfield, the U.S. ambassador to the UN, expressed her thoughts on a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
A ceasefire can begin immediately with the release of the first hostage. And so we must put pressure on Hamas to do just that.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the failure of the U.S. to veto the resolution was a clear retreat from its previous position. Following the UN vote, Netanyahu canceled a visit to Washington by a high-level delegation that was due to discuss a planned Israeli military operation in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The U.S. continues to back Ukraine's denial that it had any involvement in the weekend's concert hall attack in Russia after Russia called the attackers radical Islamists but continued to blame Ukraine. More from Reuters. Emma Jelly.
Russia's president is changing his description of the suspects. Russian President Vladimir Putin now says the gunmen, who killed at least 139 people, are radical Islamists. But he repeated his accusation Ukraine may have somehow played a role, suggesting Ukraine was their customer. The Islamic State group's Afghanistan unit claimed responsibility for the attack, and the U.S. and France say they have evidence to back that up. As cleanup continues at the site, authorities say about 75 of the victims have been identified.
AP's Jackie Quinn, this is VOA News. AP correspondent Donna Water reports on the largest ever U.S. investment to decarbonize domestic industry to fight climate change.
$6 billion for projects that will cut emissions from the industrial sector, which is responsible for about 25% of the nation's emissions. It's been difficult for the industrial sector to decarbonize because of its energy-intense, large-scale operations, such as iron, aluminum, food and beverage, concrete, and cement facilities. The funding is coming from the Inflation Reduction Act and the bipartisan infrastructure law. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says the technologies being funded will set a new gold standard for clean manufacturing in the U.S. and worldwide. The White House says the goal is to eliminate 14 million metric tons of pollution each year. That's equivalent to about 3 million cars off the road. Donna Water, Washington.
It appears that Senegal's president elections or presidential elections have been decided.
Opposition leader Bassirou Diomaye Faye has won Senegal's presidential election, according to provisional results released on Monday. That confirms what many of Faye's supporters had already been celebrating, as results began trickling in on Sunday evening. It's hoped that the vote will bring stability and an economic boost after 3 years of the unprecedented political turmoil. As for Faye, he owes much of his success to the backing of opposition leader Ousmane Sonko, who was barred from running due to a defamation conviction. The two had campaigned together under the slogan Diomaye is Sonko and have promised to tackle corruption and prioritize national economic interests.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. A New York judge has scheduled former President Donald Trump's hush money trial to begin on April 15th. The judge made the ruling on Monday. Also earlier had scolded the ex-president's lawyers as he weighed in to reschedule the trial after a last-minute document dump caused a postponement of the original date. Bristled at what he suggested were baseless, defenseless claims of prosecutorial misconduct, appearing unpersuaded by Trump's team arguments, the prosecutors had until recently concealed tens of thousands of pages of records from a previous federal investigation. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee arrived in court Monday for the hearing scheduled in place of the law.